Bible said wherever two or three are gathered together in His name, He said, lo, I'm in the midst. And that's portrayed pretty good when those two disciples were walking down the Emmaus road, said the Lord joined them, and their hearts burned one with another as they walked. And they was having church on the Emmaus road. Amen. Good to have Brother Varna and Sister Linda with us here tonight. Good to have Brother Alvis, Sister Emmeline here. Good to have everybody here tonight. And me and Brother Melvin, we've been out trying to do a little visiting today. And I did say trying. There's just so much ground that you can cover, but we've done the best we could with what time we had. We visited about six people, I guess. And we done the best we could, amen. Get us a song or two. Hallelujah.
Would y'all please invite
a Vernon
up here to sing?
Come on up here, Brother Vernon. Bible said if a brother asks you to go a mile, go with him too. Rick always said over at Bethel, we sing by the letter, we're back and let her go.
Same lead version, we.
Never grow old. Amen. Jesus said, I'll go away prepare a place for you, and where I am, there you may be also. And he said, if I do go away and prepare a place, I'll come and receive you unto myself. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to going where he is.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessed vision, what a peace divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all.
Swaggart wrote a song called Learning to Lean. And the more I learn, the more I want to lean. Amen. I'll tell you right now, boy. David said, I'll look to the hills, which cometh my help. He said, my help cometh from the Lord.
Page 62, maybe. Yeah. Page 62.
That's your habit,
isn't it? Yeah, boy.
Won't make you mad,
though. I'm like the little frog on the pond. I'll do the best I can.
Well, let's go to 86. You can't play
that.
I remember when I was drifting and wasn't saved, but it's a good prayer, Christian.
Amen.
Filled with the Spirit. Praise His own name. Page 86. When I was drifting,
out in sin,
I had no peace,
no joy within.
But Jesus came
and made me glad.
The dearest friend
I ever had. He saved my soul.
Bless his name.
I'll never forget the day he came. He makes me glad when I am sad.
The dearest friend I ever had.
When Jesus has come.
The way is bright.
The way is bright.
For he's the way.
For he's the way.
The truth, the life.
The truth, the life.
He cheers me on.
He cheers me on.
When I am sad.
When I am sad.
The dearest friend.
The dearest friend.
I ever had.
I ever had. Saves my soul.
He saves my soul.
Oh, bless his name.
Oh, bless his name.
I'll never forget.
I'll never forget.
The day he came.
The day he came.
He makes me glad.
He makes me glad.
When I am sad.
When I am sad. Dearest friend.
The dearest friend.
I ever had.
Oh, sinner, come.
Oh, sinner, come.
To Jesus now.
At
his dear feet.
Just humbly bow.
Just humbly bow. He'll save your soul.
And make you glad.
And make you glad. The dearest friend.
I ever had.
He saves my soul.
He saves my soul.
Oh, bless his name.
Oh, bless his name.
I'll never forget.
I'll never forget.
The day he came.
The day he came.
He makes me glad.
He makes me glad.
When I am sad.
When I am sad. The dearest friend.
The dearest friend.
I ever had.
Bible said he's a friend of sinners. He's the dearest friend I ever had. Amen. Hallelujah. He claimed where I was, but he didn't leave me like I was. Amen. He's still working on me. The Bible said in the book of Philippians, being confident of this, that he has begun a good work in you will continue to the day of Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. It's yet to be seen, one preacher said, what God can do with a man completely surrendered to him. We're kind of like an old bronco. We've got to be broke many times. Or we'll let the Lord lead. But I'm glad, praise God, of knowing whom I have believed. Amen. Hallelujah. Like I said, good to have everybody here tonight. And I don't have anything new. Man, this is, be honest with you, this is good no matter where you turn. But I like to turn tonight, and I feel extremely led of God to preach this message tonight. In 2 Timothy, chapter number 3. And if you would, please get your Bible out and follow there with me. I'll be preaching kind of expository here tonight, a little bit anyway. And I've got a couple of things wrote down here. I ain't much on notes, but I have found out one thing. It does help my old memory when I do write something down. But we'll read 9 verses here out of 2 Timothy chapter number 3. And a very familiar passage, very fitting passage for the day and hour we're living in. Paul here writing to young Timothy, the elder preacher writing to the younger preacher. And he said, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. That's kind of where this gay lesbian stuff kind of fits in. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors. We've got two men selling the secrets of this country out. And I don't know, it may be of God for all I know, but they're traitors to this country. And WikiLeaks, and that Snowden, I believe that's his name. That's kind of fit this category. Heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lust, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as James and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest to all men, as theirs also was. And we'll stop our reading right there. And I want to take this text tonight from, I guess, verse 4, where it talks about men are lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And I want to try to preach tonight, and I do desire your prayers tonight, on what pleases God. And please pray for me with me. Father, we thank you for the privilege to preach from the precious Word of God. Lord, we know that without you, no man can do anything. Yet through you, Paul said we can do all things. And I do desire to be anointed from on high. I do desire, Father God, tonight that, Lord, you'd give unto me to give unto these that are here tonight. And I promise to give you all the praise and all the glory. Lord, for such a time as this, we're in church. I do pray you'll visit our hearts. I do pray, Lord, you'll open our eyes, our ears, and Lord, our hearts, our understanding, Lord, we might see things as they really are. We promise to give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. In what I read right there, verse 1 talked about in the last days, perilous times shall come. Now, my brother-in-law sent me an email. At the bottom of that email, it talked about the severity of disclosing the information of what I'm going to share with you. That I'm going to be subject to prosecution. Then I'll be breaking the law and sharing what I'm going to share with you. But I'll tell you why I'm going to share it with you. Because if I don't share this with you, then you're going to become a victim. But the new trend now is for young kids to take a Coca-Cola bottle, put liquid Drano, water and a piece of tin foil in it and put it in your mailbox, in your driveway, or in your yard. And if you pick it up, you'll lose all your fingers and probably your eyes. You might even die from it because just as soon as you move that bottle, it's going to explode. And the reason they don't want nobody to know it because they think that they'll make more of them. Well, I think what we need to do is communicate a little bit better and bust some hind ends. But that's kind of the day and hour we're living in. It's perilous time. Who would ever thought that you could go out and pick up a Coca-Cola bottle out of your front yard and end up losing your eyes or losing your fingers or even you losing your life? That's the day and hour we're living in. Man, I'm telling you what, load the gun, lock the door, turn the dog loose. It's just not like it used to be. I'm telling you, there's no safe place I know other than God. And I'm telling you, but it's been more evident as we speak. Amen. Man, all the people, they spend all this money. I get phone calls all the time. You interested in the security system? I say, I got the best one. They say, what kind you got? I say, I got the Lord. He don't ever sleep nor slumber. I said, I'll let him watch over while I'm asleep. What do you got? They said, we'll let you go, sir. Thanks for talking with us. I'm glad, praise God, the Lord, He's a safe place. If you can get to Jesus, you can get saved, amen. But I'm telling you, buddy, the things that please God, the Bible says the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, God said, my soul have no pleasure in him, amen. Now, I want to tell you something, buddy, faith pleases God. The Bible said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. The Bible said faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. But I'll tell you what Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? I don't know if you know this or not, but your Bible's been attacked. Man, preachers like Brother Vernon, me, stand for the Word of God. Man, they call us fuddy-duddy, brother. I mean, we're them old-fashioned fogies. Won't let go of the truth, amen? The Bible said, by the truth, sell it not. Jesus said, if you be my disciples, John 8:30-31, he said, continue my word, and you'll know the truth, amen. One of the biggest problems today in America is people don't know no Bible, and they've been listening to some Joel Osteen or some other guy, and he's been tickling their ear, feeding them some kind of fable. Paul told Timothy, he said, preach the word, be listening in season, out of season. He said, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come. They're not in dear sound doctrine, but at their own last. He said, they'll heap to themselves. Teachers have an itching ears and be turned from the truth to fables, Brother Howard. Yeah. I'll tell you, boy, faith pleases God. Yeah. I believe faith in the right thing pleases God. Amen. But without faith, the Bible said you can't please God. But let me say also, That righteousness pleases God. The Bible said God has no pleasure in wickedness. Psalms chapter 5, verse number 4. You know, the wicked, they just get more wicked. I don't know where it's going to stop at. I pray that the city's evolving. I'm not. Man, I'm standing my ground. I'm putting my armor on. The Bible said, having done all, stand there with. I believe we need to learn how to stand. One of my passages I like in the Bible talks about David's mighty men. Talks about one named Shema. Said the Philistines showed up and they had a little pile of lentils there. Everybody run with Shema. Shema stood his ground, whooped them Philistines, gave glory to God. But I'll tell you what, we need to be like him. We need to stand our ground, quit running, amen. And we need to also realize, buddy, we got some ground to stand on. The Bible said, the foundation of God standing sure, the Lord knoweth them that are his, amen. I'm glad of my house built on a rock, amen. Praise God. Got something to stand on. We got a sure foundation. Sure and steadfast. Praise God. He said on this rock, he said, I'll build my church. I'm glad, praise God, a carpenter named Jesus built a church. Amen. I know we're in a church tonight, but I want you to know, buddy, the head of church is him. He said, I'm built on sure rock. Amen. That rock's Christ. But wickedness. God don't have no pleasure in wickedness. Somebody somewhere dropped the ball. They've been ordained in gays and lesbians. I like that scripture and verse. The Bible said, what fellowship hath light with darkness? What concord hath Christ with Baal? I like that scripture and verse. And I like that song Lewis and Lewis sang. When God said, love your brother, he said, I don't think he's talking about that. Amen. I agree with him. Amen. You know, they've been persecuted for that song. And they come out with another song now. I don't know if you heard or not, but I like them, both of them. Amen. But they've been threatened. Or they've been sued. All kind of stuff just because they said, come on down to the farm and I'll show you. He said, you won't see two roosters walking arm in arm. But boy, the day and hour we're living in, boy, they just condone stuff like that. I don't know, money must be the motivator. I don't know. It seems like all the Hollywood actors come out now. I told some girl I work with, I told Katie, I can't think of his name. They called him Gandor on that Lord of the Rings. I don't know what his name is. But I said, did you know he's gay? She said, he's not gay. I said, just get out to your internet there and type his name in there. And he said, I was glad when I come out and said I was gay. It's the best day of my life. His aunt said, I know it all along. Mm-hmm. Man, I tell you what. Rock Hudson died of AIDS. All them Hollywood so-called stars. Man, they just wicked as hell, if you knew the truth about it. Man, I'm telling you, God loves righteousness. Righteousness pleases God. The Bible said in Romans chapter 12, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. It said, be not conformed to this world, but be ready to transform by renewing your mind. It said also, I left this out, that that's just your reasonable service. Man, that's just in the normal. But God loves righteousness. Jesus came to John the Baptist and said he wanted to be baptized. And John said, hey, I got need to be baptized. You come to me. And Jesus said, suffer to be so. John took Jesus down to Jordan, brought him up, saw the Holy Spirit come down like a dove, light upon him, heard from heaven, it's my beloved Son whom I'm well pleased. Amen. I believe God's pleased when we do right. I believe we need to learn to do right. I think one thing missing today is people doing right. Man, I hear it all the time. I'm sure you do, Brother Vernon. They ain't got just something to say. They got something to say about the church. You know, that bunch over there is going to heaven where I am. Man, I'm better than they are. But I'll tell you what, buddy, probably some truth to some of that. But I'll tell you, buddy, we need to learn to do right. We need to live righteously, godly, and soberly in this present world. Amen. Amen. We need to learn how to make straight paths for our feet. We need to learn, the Bible said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I want you to know, buddy, righteousness pleases God. The Bible says, God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. In Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 23. Let me say tonight, salvation pleases God. The Bible said there, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, that God's long suffering us, we're not willing any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I think everybody ought to get saved. Matter of fact, Paul said, God will have all men to be saved. I think salvation pleases God. I think God stand 20 people in hell. I know He did in my life. And the only reason I didn't end up there is because I couldn't find no way around him, man. I'm like Paul. He said, I saw one standing in the way. I'm glad he stood my way. Because if he hadn't, I'd end up in hell, Emmeline. You know, a lot of people end up in hell, but somehow or another got trespassed the love of God to get there. And some people are that determined. They won't let God have any place. They won't let Him have any preeminence. And they say, well, you know, well, I see it's like this. Well, I'll tell you right now, buddy, they got need someone to cleanse their eyes and eyesight. They might see, buddy, the only hope there is in Jesus. Somebody, I can't remember who it was. I just seen him on TV the other day. I guess it was a Bill O'Reilly talking to this guy out in Texas, and I can't tell you his name, wears a big cowboy hat. And Bill O'Reilly, of course, he's a good Catholic. You say whatever you want to there. But this guy, older guy, he said, well, you know, there might be other ways to Jesus, but there's only one way to heaven. I say, throw all that out. Man, I tell you right now, I don't want to leave no chance there. Man, some people fall through the cracks on something like that. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. I'll tell you right now, buddy, time's short. Day's at hand.
Amen.
Salvation pleases God. I believe the whole world ought to be saved. The Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? I think salvation pleases God.
Yeah.
Now, I come up here this morning, as I was coming up the parkway, I saw two cars. They's towing their toys. Had two of them rock climbers, or whatever they call them. They take some four-wheel drive, put big old wheels on them, take the bodies off, put roll bars on them, they go out and have fun. They make Sunday into fun day. But you know what? Somebody like that, they have a mishap and they blame God. God, why? If you love me, would you let this happen? Bible said in Romans chapter 10, verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another.
Amen.
You know, when someone ain't here, that discourages someone. I've been discouraged myself. I'm sure Brother Vernon has too. You come in and it's kind of hard enough, you know, when you're battling the devil in the flesh and other things, and then somebody doesn't show up and you're sitting there thinking, man, God gave me this message and I know He had them in mind when He gave it to me. We're like that, preachers are. We think, well, why'd You give me that message? And sometimes it's for you, sometimes it's for someone else. But you know, when they don't show up, and you get a little scares on that. Well, let me tell you something. That Bible said exhort one another, and so much the more as you see that day approaching. Every time that you miss a service, think, it won't matter. It will. It's kind of like that domino effect. It calls somebody else, say, well, they won't miss me. Well, you know, it'll be all right. Well, maybe will, maybe won't. Maybe you might have somebody's blood on your hand before it's all said and done. But, you know, I think we ought to strive to be found in the house of God on Sunday. And I got come on up here. Got up here at Columbia and come around the same old store there. And there's a car with a big bass boat back behind the car. And man, that my midday has gone by and old Brother Eddie been on the lake on a Sunday. And some people, they think their God's the God of the woods. They go out and deer hunt on Sunday, and they think their God's the God of the lake, and they go out and fish on Sunday, and they don't take no thought to the fact Brother Bobby Jesus could show up. Can you imagine how embarrassed you'd be? It's on Sunday, and you're supposed to be in the house of God, and you're supposed to be singing God's song, worshiping Spirit and truth. God show up and say, well, Lord, I'm just having church out here. Well, I don't know how that's going to go. I know it ain't going to go that way with me. I was listening to Melvin. It wasn't Melvin, it was David Epps. He said, my son didn't ever ask me if we're going to church. He said, what time we're leaving? Hey, man. He said, I knew we was going. He said, my son knew we was going. He just didn't know if we was going to go early, on time, or maybe arrive a little late, but he knew we was going. Hey, man. I think that does need to be instilled in children's hearts. But, you know, that boat back behind that car, on Sunday, I mean, you'll have to be a smart figure out. I don't believe they're going to church. My dad, I mentioned this morning. I think Brother Vernon, man, known my dad. My dad, he's a rough sinner. But when I was little, about 10 years old, there was a preacher come through our neighborhood knocking on doors. And he knocked on our door, and Daddy, he went in there and opened that door, and there that preacher stood. He said, I'm Brother So-and-so from church up on the hill here. We just biting people like a bite you come to church and like heaven. Then he tried to be real nice, you know. And he said, well, I work through the week. And he said, I'm only off on weekends. And he said, I go fishing on Sunday. And that preacher had a little salt about him. He said, let me tell you something. Ain't no fishing holes in hell. And Daddy slammed that door. And the pictures fell off the wall. And the shades fell off the door. And I never heard such talk. I wouldn't repeat it for nothing. But he said, that's why I'm blankety blank going fishing. You blankety blank blank. And I thought, oh boy, I want to find me a hiding place. Amen. That's what the world thinks about church. They don't think it's that important. It was important enough that Jesus died so He could purchase it with His own blood. It was important enough that He took up a cross and carried it so a church could be built. is important enough. I'll tell you what, buddy, the Bible said he allowed him to spit in his face. He allowed him to put a crown of thorns upon his lovely brow and let him beat him over the head and lay stripes upon his back just so he could say, Father, forgive him. I love the church. Amen. He's pretty important.
Yeah.
We need to learn to love the church. Amen. I want to build one. I want to see one take root and bear fruit. Amen. Man, I believe churches ought to be fruitful. I believe it ought to be people get saved. I believe it ought to be people testify and shout.
Yeah.
And if it don't, I believe it's a sick church. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
I believe we need to fix it. Amen. Man, I tell you what, when the Holy Spirit's in the church, I don't know about you, but I get a little excited. Somebody said, well, you shouldn't act like that. I said, well, when you get to can't help us, don't worry about it. Ain't nothing you do about it anyway. Man, I don't know. One time I stood up and shouted and some turned every head, scared some, one time he screamed bloody murder, but I couldn't help it. It's like, I don't know, like a dynamite going off. I mean, every now and then the Spirit quickens, I get up sometimes and take off and everything. I like the Spirit. I like it when it shows up. Hallelujah. You get the can't help us, don't worry about it. But God don't have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Salvation pleases God. The Bible said that Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 4, God has no pleasure in fools. And Psalms 14:1 says a fool has said in his heart there is no God. Psalms 53:1 says a fool said in his heart there is no God. David said about Abner, Abner died like a fool died. Only a fool died lost. God has no pleasure in fools. Well, I'll tell you what. Paul said when I was a man, he said, I put away childish things. I believe we need to grow up. Quit acting so foolish. We need to lay hold on eternal life. Man, we need to go out and proclaim Jesus saves. Tell people this gun barrel straight. If it makes them mad, to be honest with you, if it makes them mad, let them make it mad. At least they might do something. Ain't no sense going out, you know, and not being a physician, no value. Go out there, you know, and just kind of lay a little band-aid on heart surgery. Just go out there and say, oh, you'll be all right. It'll surely work out. Just go out there like that preacher told my dad. He said, buddy, ain't no fishing holes in hell. Daddy may have got mad. That's the best thing that could have happened to him. I know my dad. At least he remembered what that preacher said. By the way, 10 years later, my dad got saved. Well, I take it back. I was about 10 then. I got saved when I was 34. When I was 44, daddy got saved. He did get saved, though. That man could have very well planted a seed in my dad's heart. God has no pleasure in fools. Hey, now the Bible said that God's not the author of confusion in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. And Paul talked about there in the book of Ephesians, till we all come to the unity of knowledge of truth. God loves unity. He said a house divided can't stand. And I'll tell you, buddy, fools talk like fools. The Bible said a fool is known by the abundance of words that he speaks. Amen. Sometimes the Bible said even a fool is somewhat honorable when he holds his speech and doesn't talk. Nobody knows he's a fool, amen. But God don't have no pleasure in fools. Truth pleases God, amen. Verse 15 there, giving thanks to His name. God, He inhabits the praise of His people. I think we'll learn how to praise God. We'll learn how to give thanks. Amen. Paul said to do good and communicate. Forget not, for with such sacrifices God's well pleased in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. Verse 17 said we need to learn to obey. We need to learn how to submit. And we need to learn how to do it with joy. Amen. The truth pleases God. I think if we was truth about it, we owe Him everything. Every day ought to be Thanksgiving. Man, every day we ought to get up, just be glad to be in the land of living. We ought to be glad, you know, that God allowed us another day, amen.
Right.
I believe, buddy, we start practicing that, and I believe, buddy, we start living.
Yeah.
The Holy Family's up here not too long ago, and they sung a song, I'm living the right life now. Well, I think we need to live right now, but I mean, I don't think we can start early enough. We should have started yesterday. But they said, I'm living the right life now.
Yeah.
Now, that started with me April 27, 1988. You remember what Jesus said about Lot's wife? He said, remember her. Man, she got out of Sodom and looked back. And man, it brought destruction upon her. God turned her into a pillar of salt. And of course, the scientists, they got an explanation for that. And they said, that just looked like his wife. But anyway, let me say, truth pleases God. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth," John 17:17. You better find out, buddy, what truth is before you can please God with it. And I'll tell you right now, boy, the devil's a liar and the father of it. He'd be glad to see you a lie. And I'll tell you, buddy, hold on to the truth. Amen. But also worship pleases God. John said before, Jesus talking to a Samaritan woman, he said, "Woman, you worship, you know not what." And he said, "Those that worship God must worship Him in spirit and truth." And he said, "God desires such." Amen. Some people, I'll tell you what, buddy, they're like clouds and no rain. Man, I'm telling you, they worship, but, well, you take a Muslim. Bob, did you pray 5 times yesterday? What about you, Vernon? Me neither, brother. What about you, Alice? What about you, Brother Howard? Me neither. They pray 5 times a day towards Mecca. I don't pray 5 times a day, but I'm going to heaven and it ain't. But you know, the right kind of worship matters. I mean, there's some people, they worship that black rock up there, Mecca, that dome of the rock, and man, they go up there and they make that pilgrimage, some kind of pilgrimage. They go up there and they act like a bunch of idiots and try to get up there. You know, it's some kind of sacrifice with them, just to touch that rock and to kiss that rock. Hey, buddy, my rock ain't like their rock. My rock, glory to God, is one that smith that image and Nebuchadnezzar dreamed. And I tell you what, buddy, woke him up and he realized it was a rock cut without hands. That rock is Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Man, God told Moses to speak to that rock and he spoke to it. And I mean, the desert became an ocean. Amen. Water's going everywhere. That rock. Whew, right kind of worship. The Bible talked about vain worship. In vain you do worship. I'll tell you what, buddy, you're thinking about what you worship. Paul said in Acts chapter 17, he said, "I passed by and beheld your devotion." He said, "I noticed you had an altar to the unknown God." That's the way some people are. They don't know Him. They don't know Him. They know of Him, but they don't know Him. I'm glad, praise God, I don't just know Him. He knows me. Amen. The Bible said He knows His sheep by name, call them by name. They know His voice. No, they won't follow. Amen. But the right kind of worship pleases God. And the right kind of worship, the Bible said, we've got to worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And without them, you can't worship God. Amen. There's a lot of people, they've got a lot of analogy of God. But I'll tell you what pleases God. When you put yourself aside and you put God in the right place, you put Him above everything, and you say, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" And you let God tell you what to do and you do it. And I tell you what, buddy, obedience is better than sacrifice. And you learn not just to do good, but you keep doing good. One thing about Jesus, the Bible said He went around doing good. And they hated Him for that. Man, He did. He went around doing good. And man, they started getting jealous. You start doing good and people say, "Oh man, they're evil about you." Man, I got saved out there in the factory. Of course, all them people, you know, I mean, I don't know how y'all are, but I got saved and I couldn't hide it. And I tell you right now, I don't know how people do, but here I am. I just got saved. I mean, I didn't know no Bible. I just barely knew I was saved. And man, I went in this, what we call the color viewing room in there. And there's two other so-called Christians in there. One of them a black guy, Fred Bailey. Another one a white guy, Mark Compton. And we're laying these magazines out on this table here. And the lights in this room are special lights. And the lights in this room are let you see the reds, the blues, the yellows, and the blacks. And we're writing a little bit of yellow off here, a little bit of red on here, and all that. We're in there doing all that. This guy comes in there, and his name's Tom Schoen. Now, Tom Schoen and I, we was one and the same. I mean, we told things that wasn't worth telling, and we enjoyed it. There is pleasure in sin. And I certainly slopped this hog in sin. But old Tom Schoen come in there, and he said, "Did I ever tell you the one about the..." Well, I'm trying to figure out how to handle this. I mean, I just got saved, you know. So I thought I'll just walk away from him. So he's talking, you know, and I'm walking away from him, and he's following me. I seen that wasn't going to work. And then I just reached over and I said, "Tom, I just want you to know, buddy, I got saved." And before I got saved, I said, "You know, I'd like to have heard that." And I probably told you one of them other boys run out laughing. You know, he went out. And I didn't care. And I told Tom, I said, "Tom, before I got saved. You know, I'd like to have heard that, and I'd probably told you nothing to go along with it. But I said, if you don't care, Tom, I'd rather not hear the rest of that. And I suspect Tom Shawn pretty rough. I suspect him to really disdain me and laugh at me and poke fun at me. Tom Shawn said, I'm sorry. He said, I hope I haven't offended you. He said, I didn't know. That really blessed me. I mean, there's other guys out there laughing like horses, you know. Doing like that right there. And I'm just a little babe in Christ. Tom Shawn ended up getting saved. Fred Bailey rededicated his life. Wasn't no hope for Mark Compton. He left his wife. As far as I know, he's about as wicked as could be today. But Fred Bailey, boy, that spoke volumes to him. I saw God bringing Fred Bailey around. I saw him. He choked a little bit on it. But I saw him. I saw him coming around. See, I just a little babe in Christ. I didn't know what to do. But I wanted Tom Shawn to know I didn't want to hear that. Boy, I got saved, buddy. I'd like to have heard that two or three more. And I tried to be polite. I just tried to walk away from him, but it just didn't work, Brother Howard. He just followed me around there, just kept on, you know. And I said, turn around. I said, Tom, if you don't care, buddy, I'd rather not hear the rest of that. I said, you probably don't know this, but I've been saved, and I don't want to hear that. And I got horse laughed pretty good, but I got blessed pretty good. Them's the kind of sacrifices God pleased.
Yes.
That pleases God.
Amen.
You know, when you say, hey, my cousin, his wife, they went to a movie theater to watch a movie. And they paid good money to go in there, Brother Bobby. And somebody on that picture screen up there took God's name in vain. He told his wife, he said, get up, we're leaving. Everybody turns and wonder what's wrong with him. He didn't want to hear that. Boy, that's the kind of sacrifices pleases God. Man, that's how you get blessed right there. You know, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they look kind of funny. Everybody down there dancing, bowing. And here they were. They wouldn't dance. They wouldn't bow. And they kind of stuck out. Man, got ridiculed, got put on the spot, got threatened.
Yeah.
Them's kind of sacrifices please God.
Yeah.
Ain't much of that going on today, but I'll tell you what, it's much needed. You know what the world needs? They need to see real Christianity. They need to see you that you love God more than all your reputation. They need to see that you love God more than anything this world's got to offer. And I'll tell you what, bud, if they see that, they'll take note you've been with Jesus. And there might be some latter rain. There might be one more wave of revival come through the land one more time. If we could just get something real and show this world that Jesus is real.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, buddy, I don't want to be a veneer Christian. I want it to run as deep as it can run.
Amen.
Man, I'll tell you what. David said, God forbid I should offer that which cost me nothing. What are you offering God? Leftovers? They take them lambs that were blemished, wasn't worth nothing, offer them to God. They didn't fear God. He said, here, this is yours, God. They kept the best for themselves. We need to be careful what we offer God.
Amen.
I think he ought to get the best. I don't think we can give him what he deserves. I think we ought to give the best we can. Amen. You ever thought about pleasing God? I don't know about you, buddy, but I'm pillowing my head saying, Lord, I want you to forgive me all the times I've been less than your expectations of me. I want you to help me. I want you to mold me and make me that which you'd have me to be. And Lord, I want to bless your name. I want to be a jewel of your crown. I want to set the standard high as I can set it.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, buddy. You'll find out God's in the blessing business. Amen. He'll put a blessing on you, the Bible said in Malachi, the room can't contain.
That's right.
I was at a meeting one night, and back when I had more zeal and I had sense, I went to a meeting one night, and I think the last mile I must have drove on the smell of gas, but I did get there, Linda. And the only thing I had in my billfold was a $10 bill. And I was going to put it in the tank to get home. And lo and behold, they took up an offering that night. And you never seen such a battle. You never seen such a battle in your life. I picked that billfold up, licked in there, and there wasn't nothing in there but that little $10 bill. And I have to admit, I got a little carnal, a little fleshly. And I thought, Lord, you wouldn't ask me no more what I could do. I said, Lord, I can't put that in. That's all I got. And the offering plate got to me, and the thinking and the arguing was over with. I got that $10 bill out and put it in that offering. I thought, I'll just walk home. And I walked out of that service that night. I have to admit, my legs were bowed pretty big. I was worried. I don't do it a lot, but I was worried. I thought, well, it's going to be a pretty long walk. And God tapped me on the shoulder. Brother Hired. I know his first name was Bobby. Bobby. I can't remember his last name. It's been 25 years ago. But I turned around and Brother Alvis, he put some money in my pocket. I said, what'd you do that for? He said, God told me to do it. And I mean, I'm speechless. I mean, I'm sitting there, I'm seeing God doing something He said He'd always do. And I'm sitting there seeing God do it, and I still don't know what to say. And I said, what am I supposed to do? He said, pray for me. Name's Bobby. Didn't even know me. I don't know how in the world that God could take that man and show me that I could trust Him through that man. But I learned something. I learned God notices when you take your last dollar and put it in the offering. And I'm walking out thinking, Lord, I love you, but I don't know how I'm going to get home. And a guy taps me on the shoulder and puts money in my pocket. There's a whole lot more of what I put in the offering. If we could just trust and obey, we learn there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. I'm still learning, Carolyn. But I'll tell you what, I got a good teacher. Amen. The Bible said we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. I like what I heard about Millerfield over this morning. I like it on that fashion. I'm just kind of jealous I wasn't in on it. Amen. But I'll tell you what, God's big enough that He can bless there and here and anywhere else. Man, we're not at a loss when it comes to God. We're at a gain. Amen. I mean, buddy, the heaven of heavens, Solomon said, can't contain Him. You're talking about a big God. He said, heaven's His throne, earth's His footstool. That sounds pretty big to me. Amen. Have you ever thought about pleasing God? I don't have no tattoos on me, and the reason I don't is I want to please God. Now, I'm just stubborn as a mule. If I hadn't been a big fat, I'd have them all over me. My mom and dad both smoked. The only reason I didn't smoke Bud Burns, I want to be different. That's the only reason I didn't smoke. If mom and dad hadn't smoked, I'd have smoked. But all my friends put tattoos on. The only reason I didn't, because I wanted to be different. But I'll tell you what, God made me so different, I don't even fit in down here tomorrow. I mean, buddy, you talking about a peculiar person. People don't want to talk to me. They know all I want to talk is about Jesus. They get mad. Man, I'm telling you, I like just sit down and talk about Him. Amen. Woo! Glory! Man, if you don't want to talk about Him, there's something wrong.
That's right.
Ain't nothing I'd rather talk about. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in His presence. I know I've been alone tonight. But nobody never done for me what He done for me. They sent a soldier to arrest Jesus. He come back without Jesus. They said, why did you bring Him? He said, never a man speak like that man. Woo! Glory to God. Oh man, I hope our lives are pleasing unto God. I'll tell you what, buddy, if you get to heaven, you'll be disappointed if you don't. You'll see all that wood, hay, and stubble go up in smoke. And you'll see all them rewards. I shared this with them this morning. I shared it, Brother Burns' daughter, Janie. I said, you hear about Anna Palmer playing golf over the Ravens? She said, yeah. I said, well, let me tell it again. She didn't understand what I was talking about. But this is a true story. This ain't one of them preacher tales. Anna Palmer went to Arabia to play golf. And the king of Arabia came out to watch Anna Palmer play golf. And the king of Arabia summoned and had Anna Palmer brought to him. They went and got Anna Palmer and he went and stood in the presence of the king. And the king told Arnold Palmer, he said, I really enjoyed watching you play golf today and I want to give you a gift. And Arnold Palmer said, King, you don't have to give me no gift. This is what I do for a living. I appreciate the offer. The king said, I insist. I want to give you a gift. And Arnold Palmer said, you don't understand, King. He said, I don't really need anything. I mean, I got everything I need. I don't need it. Thank you for the offer. I don't need it. And the king said, I insist. I want to give you a gift. Arnold Palmer, he like you and me. He said, okay, King, you want to give me a gift? Just give me a golf club. That'll be fine. And the king of Arabia, and this is documented, gave Arnold Palmer a gift, a golf club, $6 million golf club, 18 holes, motel, swimming pool, because a king don't give a small gift. And the king of kings, the Bible said he's going to give gifts to men. Just think about that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Amen. You'll be disappointed if you don't offer unto Him that which is worthy, that which He deserves. I'm telling you, get to heaven, you'll say, why didn't I do more? Amen. Why didn't I do more? Why not sing more? Amen. You'll say, why? And he'll say, why didn't you? The Bible said, having therefore opportunity, we're to give praise to God in everything. The Bible said, in everything, give praise, giving glory to His name. Father, thank You for the message tonight. I felt like I was in a room by myself, but I hope You touched the hearts of Your children. And I hope, dear Father, tonight that maybe You woke us up a little bit to the reality of eternity, meeting You. And Lord, I pray we'll bring some with us. I pray, dear Father, tonight, not knowing how this message went. Lord, I'm just a delivery boy. Just a messenger boy. Lord, I do believe You put this message on my heart for the Laodicean church that we're living in. And I do pray, dear Father, tonight, You'd stir our hearts. Peter said, I thank You, meant, brethren, while I'm in this tabernacle, to stir you up by way of remembrance. Lord, may You stir us up, I pray. And may You, I pray, Lord, help us to do what You've left us to do. And I pray we'll be about our Father's business. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, for you stand tonight, you need to come. Only you know that, you and God. But I appreciate you coming to church tonight. I love to hear, I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Tonight, Jesus came to Peter, He said, Simon, lovest thou me more than these? Simon, he just said, Lord, You know this. After a little while, that time Jesus looked at these lambs. After a little while, Jesus said, Simon, lovest thou me? He said, Lord, You know this. He said, me with you. Boy, at the very time, Peter's Bible said He was crying. He said, He said, feed my sheep. Are you doing anything because you're loving tonight? Have you ever thought about why you do what you do? Have you ever thought about what you do? What you need to do? Might want to hurt somebody's neck tonight? Might want to just think about tonight? That precious name is above every name. What's it mean to you tonight? All the way. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. Amen. I appreciate you being here tonight. Maybe somebody got something on your heart tonight. I'm certainly not much, but I give to you what the Lord gave me. If I got anything on your heart tonight, give you an opportunity.
Bible says no greater love hath a man than this, than that a man would lay down his life for his friend.
Amen, Brother Bernie.
And I'm glad that Jesus considered me a friend, for the Bible said that He's a friend of sinners.
Takes close to
me,
brother.
He laid His life down for me.
Bless you, brother.
I thank Him, and I praise Him for the day of redemption that I met Him and come to know Him. For the journey with Him thus far,
heaven,
sweeter and brighter, sweet. The older I get,
bless you, preacher.
The closer to home I get, and it's more real every day.
Glory.
I'm looking forward to the day of leaving here.
Amen.
I'm not satisfied in this world. A lot of people say, "No, I'm satisfied." I'm not.
Bless you, preacher.
I'm not satisfied. I don't think a real, true born again church. I don't think they're satisfied here. And I love that old song, "This world is not
my home, just passing through."
Just a passing through. The angels beckon Peter. From heaven's open door.
I don't feel at home.
I'm looking forward to the day that
bless
I
you,
go
preacher.
See that one
that love me so much.
Amen.
I can't imagine anybody in this life loving me enough to give their life for me.
Amen.
I just can't imagine that. I know that I have friends and I have family that loves me, but I can't imagine. And we might say, oh, I love that much. Would we really?
Yeah.
How many of us tonight
bless you, preacher,
would lay down our life
right
for somebody?
Right.
You might say, I would. I don't know whether I would or not until I
amen.
Do the test.
Amen.
We don't know.
That's right.
No, we don't. But I know a man.
Yeah. That did.
That's
right. Amen.
Not only woo! But he did.
Yeah, he did.
I'm glad for that.
Amen.
I believe that from before the foundations of the world, there was a meeting in heaven.
Yeah, there was.
Three persons present.
Right.
God.
Counsel of God.
And His Son and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And I believe they talked about this thing.
Yeah, he did.
Talked about what was needed.
Right. That's right.
What would be needed in the world to save mankind. God had a plan all along. I like to study on the predestination.
Amen.
Of God, the foreknowledge of God.
Amen.
When He looked out into yonder's time, before time for us.
Amen.
He said there's going to need to be a sacrifice.
That's right.
And the Bible tells us in Revelation that the book was opened.
Yeah.
There was one seal opened and no man could open it.
That's right.
Yonder in that great meeting, in that council in heaven.
Amen.
One spoke up and said, I'll go.
Yeah.
I'll be the one.
Amen.
Father, let me go. Won't go.
Yes.
I'm glad for that tonight.
Amen, brother.
I believe that He did it for me, and I believe if I'd have been the only one, He'd have done it.
Sure He would, brother.
I believe if you'd have been the only one, He'd have done it for you.
Yeah.
But the good thing is, He did it for everybody that will come and seek Him and call upon Him. They can know Him as their Savior.
Amen.
I love Him tonight. And I'm just thankful for the journey with Him. And I'm just looking forward to the day. Oh, I'm having a good time here in this life. But I'm looking forward to the day.
Amen.
I get to go be with Him when I go home.
Yeah.
This is not my home.
Same here, brother.
No, I'm looking forward to it. May the Lord
bless you. Amen.
Feel good in my heart.
I don't believe it's going to be very long. Everything I see points to the Lord coming. I mean, I'm sitting there looking and everything says, about time to leave out. And the Bible said the mystery of iniquity doeth work. And boy, what a work it's doing. I've never seen such hypocrisy and lies. And man, just, Brother Madden was talking way over about some guy stealing milk. But you know, it's just been going on for so long. And how people look at things like a convenience. They don't even think about God. The Bible said, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Amen. Well, I've done talked enough tonight. I appreciate Brother Vernon. Appreciate what he said. Appreciate him being here.
Yeah.
Appreciate him and my brother. Has anybody else got anything on your heart tonight? It's been good to have you.
Praise God. He's worthy to be praised.
Amen, Sister Carolyn. He sure is. He is worthy. He don't get it, but he's worthy to get it. Appreciate that. Amen.
Appreciate
your
testimony, Brother Vernon.
Yeah.
For the message you brought tonight. That close preacher blessed me, I tell you what. He deserves the best,
doesn't
he?
Yeah, he does.
As close as we can live it, that's what we need to be doing.
Yeah.
Lift up His name, glorify His name. He gets glorified through trying to live close to Him.
You know? That's right.
Good to be
here. Amen, Brother Melvin.
Appreciate
you. Are we done tonight? I believe you're going to get out on time.
You are invited to go over the volumes with Higher Call. It's supposed to be singing there.
Higher Call is going to be singing tonight. Amen, Sister Emmeline. That does sound like a pretty good thing there. And I don't know that I can make it. I say that with reluctance because I'd like to make it. I've got some situations that are pretty bad at home, but that does sound really good to me.
Who are the Higher Call?
It's a singing group.
What's the name?
Higher Call. Who's singing?
Dean McKinney and his wife. And I forgot
who that too is. Yeah. They're going to leave. Well, y'all start at 6:30, don't you? 6:30, yeah. Yeah, anybody that would be able to or would want to, that'd be a good thing right there. I'll tell you right now, it'd be a good thing. I'd like to go myself. And I say I got other things. It's pretty serious I got to deal with. But I appreciate you coming tonight. Appreciate everybody being here. I wish we had a whole house full. It does make a difference. Brother Barton, he's like me. He knows how discouraged you get. And you look out there and God give you a message. Nobody there that must hear it, but I appreciate y'all being here tonight. Love you in the Lord. A lot of people gave me requests today. Pray for them, and they were pretty serious requests. People on life support. People really struggling. Brother Barton's daughter gave me a lot of requests about several people. And Bible says pray one for another. Forgive one another. And we need to learn how to do that. We really do.
Yeah.
But let's all stand tonight. And Brother Bobby, would you please dismiss this word of prayer? Thank you for coming tonight.
Thank you, Lord, for this day and your many blessings of life.
Yes, thank you. Help them, Lord. Yes, Lord. We agree with our brother, Lord. I have to be sick.